Keep it going. Is that didn't
Nope.
buy a far dorm by these
Sorry
guys.
about all that delay. Okay, now we're done with Hilchos Pesach.
Right, okay. No, I mean, I've done, I do, I
still. Kuf Chav, Hilchos Sfira Sa'imer, V'yamei Sfira. Hilchos Sfira Sa'imer, V'yamei Sfira, Bo Yud Alef Se'ifel. So, Bilel Sheni Shal Pesach, Masil and Lispar Sfira Sa'imer, on the second night of Pesach, we start Sfira Sa'imer, aside from Ma'umad, and you do Sfira Ma'umad. A mitzvah Lispar take up Betchila Zalayla Ach The mitzvah is to do it immediately after Tzeisa Kham. It's interesting because we're not makbid on this, right? Yeshivas, they daven Meir 10, 11 o'clock, and then they, meaning, why don't they don't just make a klap and a shtender or whatever in the middle of the night and say, okay, it's Tzeis, you should count Sfira. But the Evans mana kol alayla, but the Evans mana is the whole night. It's a knesset below the Shabbos, the Yom Tov, Sofen, La'achar Kiddush, in Shul, on Friday night, you make the Sfira after Kiddush for those shuls that make Kiddush. Kedei lahakdim Kedusha Sayyim, because you want Kedusha Sayyim to come first. But on Matzah Shabbos, the Yom Tov, Sofen, Kaidim, Havdalah, Kedei lahakdim Yitzhak Sayyim. But on Matzah Shabbos, but this is again, this is for the shuls that they make Kiddush and Havdalah in the shul. Meaning, so Friday night, you do it after Kiddush, Matzah Shabbos, you do it before Havdalah. Kshachal Yom Tov, Achrim, and Matzah Shabbos. When the Yom Tov Achron falls out, Matzah Shabbos, Sha'imrim Kiddush v'Avdol al Kais Echad, you make Kiddush and Avdol on one Kais, Sifrin Gamkein Kaidem, Kedei La'acharas Avdol, you do it also first in order to push off Avdol. Beis, Mishachok Echal Alayla V'Loi Sofer, somebody forgot the whole night, Tinnikas V'Yir Yisper B'Yoyim B'Loi Bracha, you should count during the day without a Bracha, V'Leila Shachachach Yisper B'Bracha, then you can continue counting with the Bracha, because there are Shitas that hold, you can count Svira during the day. And if you forget the whole day, then you count after that every night without a bracha. That's because of Suffolk brachas lahakol. Because there are shittas that say each and individual night is a separate mitzvah, but there are shittas that say that all 49 are one big mitzvah. If you're not sure whether you counted that night, even if you didn't count anything, you can continue counting because that's a good old sex faker. Suffolk whether you counted and suffolk whether we paskin that each individual night is its own mitzvah. If during Ben Hashmashah the friend asks where we up to, and or after that you say how many days is it? Say yesterday was this and this amount. Because if you tell him how many days there are, then you can no longer count Sfira because you counted that day. But that's only if you said today is such and such. If you just answer a number, you're allowed to count that night with the bracha. Before you start counting, you have to know what you're counting. Meaning, don't make the bracha and then turn to your friend and say, no, what night is it? Right? You have to know how many days. If you started the bracha and you said you're just going to count with whatever your friend says, and let's say if you had in das to count 4 days, and after you made a bracha, you remember that it's 5 days. Cipher chamisha, count five. You don't have to make a second bracha, even though normally a bracha has to be done on with the proper kavana, with the proper intentions of what you're making the bracha on. Chenim tava sfira, and if you made a mistake in sfira, kagayin shah yitzarach lemashisha yamim v'almer chamisha yamim, you're supposed to say six, you said five, imnitz kamayad, if you remember right away, cipher karay, then you count properly. Bein yitzarach levarach shenis, you don't have to make a second bracha. Avalim hispik, hifsik tzas, but if you made a hefsik, then tzarach levarach shenis, you'd have to make another bracha. Right, you can leave. You don't have to stick around. If you're done, right?
I'm done, but I want to. I got to grab the pen.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Make me a shliach to do whatever I want.
Thank you so much. All right,
thank you.
Listen, have a wonderful day. Yeah. Nice to see you.
Me too. Thank you.
You get to go straight to Muhammad for one thing, to deal with all the Levine women and marry
everyone else. Hey, but hold on. That's for ages over there, in case anybody wanted to know. My little Malach. Yeah. Hey, b'chol yom tov b'chol leil aleph b'shabbos she'enam oz marovis, that you don't say marovis, right? That's not myriv. As I belal sheni omrim hamarovis b'milal aleph. You say the second night, because you don't do it. Marovis is like yotzvus. If it's on Shabbos, you don't say it. So then the second night, you say the first night. Chutz mi pesach, except on pesach, if you l'chol leil aleph b'shabbos, kol makom. Belel Sheni, Imrim Maravis Shaykhla, you do the Maravis that Shaykh to make a nation Bedar, but Ktira Saimer Shay Belel Zah. The reason is because you do Ktira Saimer that it says in this night. Vabi Mea Svira, Mesu Tamid Rabbi Kiva Belamid Gimu Yom. The Rabbi Kiva's Tamidim died over a 33-day span. Velchain Noigan Beyond Melu Ktas Avelus. That's why we have some avela. Shein nois and nashim veim mistaprim. We don't marry. We don't pick haircuts. Yeshchelukim and agam mitzvah lamed gimel yom heilu. Then we have a disagreement about how to count these 33 days. Yesh mekomes to nagin shachosh nois and beyom aleph de svira. There are those that the minigus that we count from the first day of svira. Lachein nois and ad lag baimer. It's also till lag baimer. Ach kashachor rosh chodesh year b'shabbes. When rosh chodesh year falls on Shabbos, the yesh by shtei kedushas, because it's rosh chodesh and Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Rosh Chodesh, Oz Matir and Lisa, then you're allowed to marry, V'chein L'Stav, Be'er Shabbos, you can take a haircut on Shabbos. So Yom Lamed Gimel Ba'omer, V'chein Misham Ve'elech, Matir and we matter it, because M'pnei Shabbos, Yom Lamed Gimel Ba'omer, Paschal Milamis, on the 33rd day, like Ba'omer, they stop dying. V'chein Marah Bo'i K'tzah Simcha, V'chein Amar Bo'i Tachnun. We have a little bit of Simcha and you don't say Tachnun. Even though that day some died, Amrina mitzvah sayoyim kekulai. V'lachein ein l'stapra l'lisa ad l'achas she'er ayoyim. Don't take a haircut or get married until after the day started. V'lai mi be'erev, we don't take a haircut from the night because mitzvah sayoyim kekulai. Although there are shitas that allow that. Ach kishachol lag ba'omer b'yom aleph. When lag ba'omer is on a Sunday, mistapra merer Shabbos shalafan of the covered Shabbos. Then you do count. Then you do take haircuts because it's a bazillion for Shabbos for everybody to start taking haircuts on Sunday morning. However, I think from this comes out a big misunderstanding. There's almost no Matzah Shabbos that goes by that they don't get a shiloh from somebody if they're allowed to take a haircut Matzah Shabbos. There's no source to not take, as far as I know. There's no source to not take haircuts on Matzah Shabbos. This is the only one that maybe this is the source because it's a bazillion for Shabbos. Yes, it's a bazillion for Shabbos. You should take the haircut for Shabbos, but if you didn't, then you're allowed to take a haircut on Motzei Shabbos. Zayin, v'yesh b'kam shamatir and arvash chodesh iyor v'ad b'chlal. Some say that you're allowed to take haircuts and get married until Rosh Chodesh iyor, including Rosh Chodesh. Shein shisha aser yom, that's 16 days. U'nasharim yidlamed gimel yom v'isser ad chag ha'shavuos. That will leave over 33 days of isser till Shavuos. Stop in Erev Chag, and then you take a haircut on Erev Shavuos. And we come up and be Yom Gimel Vayim Rabatzim Matirin. But even according to that opinion, you still allow it on Lag Vayim. Ukshachol B'Yom Aleph Matirin Erev Shabbos Commission is bad. The Yesh Mekam Shematirin Ad Rosh Chodesh Iyor V'Lo Yad B'Chlal. There are those that say that you go Rosh Chodesh Iyor, but not including Rosh Chodesh Iyor. V'Yom Aleph Rosh Chodesh Maschil LeEsar, and the first day Rosh Chodesh starts is V'Yom Aleph Da'Agbala Hu Yom Halag. And the first day of Shleishis Me'agbala, third day of Sivan, is the 33rd day. Varmina boy mikta siyam kekulai umutaran liso l'stavr meher. Fagabu yam lamed gimel ba'omer mutaran and also on lag ba'omer. So those are the three opinions, the three basic opinions. V'trichan linog b'chol kihila minog echad. Every tzibur has to do one minog v'lo yishanu lasis mitzas on kach mitzas on kach. And don't have different minhagim. Ches, a sandik. He's the one that holds the baby during Mila. Vamayel, Vavia Ben, Mutarn Lestaper, Beyam Shilifnea Mila, Samach Lerev, Kaidam Halicha Lebesa Knesses. He's allowed to take a haircut even the night before. Test Lasa Shaduchin, to make Shaduchin, which is like engagement parties. Afila Basuda, Mutarn Machala Yom, it's Mutarn all days. Achri Kudan, Machala, also Yunalada, sing and dance. I mean, not sing, yes, dance, no. Yud, Noyagin Shalei Lassus Malacha Echad Anoshim Echad Anoshim Koyim Eyasvira Meshkiya Sachama Adlacha Svira Sa'omer. That you're not supposed to do Malacha from after Shkiya until you count. V'remez L'zeh Shanim Hasheva Shabbos Lez Malashin Shvus from resting Shabbos. V'ana Svira Dainu Meshkiya Sachama Ve'elach Yeshlish Vesu Malacha Adlacha Resvira until after Svira. Yud, Al Pilel Aleph Deshvus Ma'achrim L'spal Arvis Atzeseh Kechavim On the first day of Shavuos, we start, meaning on the first day of Shavuos, we push it off till after Tzeis, like every other Yom Tov. Because if you daven Ma'ariv too early, you're not having a full 49 days of Svira. You need a full 7 weeks, and you're not going to have that. You're not going to have that if you daven Ma'ariv before. Okay, we will stop over there. I'm sorry for all the delay. Everybody should have a fine night and be matzliach. Okay, zagazon.